Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
What a wonderful world.
This is just how we are going to begin all of our podcasts now, because like we mentioned on the previous episode, we are going to be doing these remotely because I have moved cities and we are connecting from across the ocean. That's not true. I'm very close by. But Ahalya, I miss you. Do you miss me?
I miss you too, and it's all your fault.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to Conversations with Friends.
Since I've been taking singing lessons, could you tell in my voice?
Of course. But you don't need lessons. You're a pro.
No. You know what rhymes with pro? No.
So does yes.
What?
That's not true.
Anyway. That is a bold-faced lie. And you know what happens to people who lie, Neerja? They get cancelled.
Well, what a great way to segue into the topic of discussion. Cancel culture. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah, you know, it's not just cancel culture. It's a conversation about cancel culture that was brought on by something called the celeb block of 2024. How dramatic does that sound?
Tutu!
I love these SFX. Our producer's going to have nothing to do. You rendered him jobless.
Tell us all about what triggered this conversation.
You know what's really upsetting is that the person responsible for triggering this celeb block of 2024 is this one influencer or like creator. Apparently you can't call people influencers anymore. This one creator who I actually really enjoyed her content. And then all of a sudden I looked at YouTube Shorts one day and she was out there getting cancelled. And honestly, rightfully so, because the Met Gala happened, which already puke. Yeah. While there are two wars going on, you know, while people suffer from inflation, rising housing costs and all of these things world over that are happening, Anna Wintour obviously decided to continue with the Met Gala. So Hailey Bailey is the creator I'm talking about. Didn't actually officially get invited, which is what we get to know later. But she didn't actually officially get invited to the Met Gala. Oh. Yeah, she got some kind of press pass situation, right? But she decided to get all dressed up. And the theme of this year's Met Gala, ironically enough, was the Gardens of Time, which is based on a pretty dystopian short story about this aristocratic family whose home gets overrun. Their gardens get overrun by people from outside their home. And this is symbolic of the common folk. Ironically enough, she decides to dress up as Marie Antoinette. And then she really digs her grave by doing a reel or a TikTok. We don't have that in India. But doing a TikTok using the audio of someone saying, "Let them eat cake." Yes, your initial thoughts?
Extremely tone deaf, as we discussed, and I can understand the outrage. Mm. But can I just say,
yes,
I think the reason celebrities are getting cancelled so much is because people expect too much from them. You know, why look to someone who is an actor or a musician or a TikToker in this case for anything other than the entertainment they're here to offer, right? And I'm not saying, yes, there are impressionable young minds that follow them and all of that, but we're all human. We all say dumb shit. Celebrities are us, but just famous. So I think it's fine. She's stupid. It's fine.
She's one more stupid person on the list. Yeah, I think the issue is that she built her entire sort of following, right, on this idea that she's super relatable, even though she was living in an extremely fancy penthouse in New York, I think. The whole thing is that she based her entire following on this image of being super relatable, and now that she's getting more and more famous, you know, getting invited to the Oscars, getting invited to the Grammys, and then finally the Met Gala, she is kind of losing touch with reality. She needs to, Neerja, touch grass.
Who is she anyway? I've never heard of this person. I haven't seen any of her work, if you can call it that. And I think the real question is, and you know, let me just say, as a famous person, I guess you do have to watch what you say, because these days, it is the people that make you, right? You say she became famous because she's super relatable. So the same people can break you as well, because it's not just about the talent anymore. You can become a celebrity by eating sponge. I don't know.
But you can. I think yeah. I mean, my dad, surprisingly, was telling me about someone who sells their farts on Instagram. So,
oh, yeah. That's tasteful. But I think the real question is, what is a celebrity? Do we have an answer to that anymore?
Good question that we are probably going to deconstruct over the course of today's conversation.
Conversations with Friends, only on The Podcaster.
So anyway, this happens, right? Tone deaf, she betrays much of her audience and then led to an onslaught of TikToks by the common folk talking about how it's not just her, it's many celebrities. In fact, even the invincible Zendaya got pulled into question because she was hosting this year's Met Gala. And she's a very, you know, outspoken person. She usually is always on the right side of things. And people were just surprised that amidst all that is happening in the world, so many of these celebrities who have the opportunity to do something actually valuable, right, decide to just participate in this almost obscene show of wealth, right? And yeah. Excess. So a lot of people got pulled into question. Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, everyone just started blocking these celebrities on their social media to try and take away from their fan followings. And it was quite intense. And I thought it was quite an interesting movement, actually. It was quite an interesting response on a societal level. I don't think the celeb block reached India. I think it stayed contained within America, as most things usually do. But yeah. It brought us into an interesting conversation because I know Nisha has a lot of opinions on cancel culture.
I do think it's extremely dystopian, and I will say this again, I don't know why we expect anything from these celebrities who are just meant to entertain, because the second we look to them for political inferences or their opinions on things that they may have no idea about, then you open the doors to misinformation, you open the doors to inauthenticity, right? Mm. Again, I understand for the younger section of society who probably look up to some of these celebrities, it's not the most ideal role model, especially when somebody can't take a stand on what's right in the world, or if someone says stupid shit like Hailey Belly or whatever.
Helly belly, you jelly belly.
But that's just my take on it. Like, I look at Zendaya as someone who's a great actress. I look at Taylor Swift as someone who's a very successful businesswoman who can put out song after song, some good, some horrible, but can still become a billionaire. I look at Kim Kardashian as someone that I just don't like. And that's where it ends. And I think that's how it's always been for me. But I think we, again, as a society, have also been the ones to prop some of these people up. Mm-hmm. Right? And I understand how that also gives us the power to maybe put them in their place. But I don't even like the idea that you can cancel someone. What does that even mean? You can't just, I mean, you can stop following their work. You can say, I don't like this celebrity anymore. You can't just cancel a human being like an Amazon order. Like,
I think, you know what? It's a very interesting thought. I've never actually seen it from that perspective that you just mentioned about, you know, opening the doors to a whole lot of misinformation when you prop people out there in the entertainment space as spokespeople, right, for certain things. I think it's great to look at someone and be inspired by their desire to be an activist or to be, you know, outspoken about certain things. I think that's what you should be taking from it, is that, okay, this person has a platform and they're using it intentionally for something.
Yeah.
You can look at them and say, wow, it's so inspiring that they're an activist, but not necessarily expect them to always say and do the right thing. And I think that's a pretty valuable perspective, because then you're, you know, relying on Joe Rogan to tell you how to feel about things. So we've seen how well that goes. I don't think you should be looking up to celebrities or anybody really in your life to tell you what you should think. And I think that's kind of the difference between, you know, how we view people in positions of power.
Life is crazy, and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends, only on The Podcaster.
Which again brings it back to cancel culture and how this is just mob mentality at the end of the day. Again, straying away from the idea that you should have your own thoughts. So I thought we could do something, I don't know if I would call this fun, but it's just something that will maybe help us see where we stand morally, right? I've put down
a list. You're right. Yeah. It isn't going to be fun.
So I've put down a list of offenses and we get to decide which of these actions should get you cancelled and which ones are not so bad. And all of these are real examples taken from real life, and some people were harmed in the making of these offenses, but not all. And that's what we're here to judge.
Some were cancelled like Amazon orders and some should have been returned, but were not.
Okay, the first one. And you tell me if this is cancel-worthy or not cancel-worthy.
Okay.
Okay. Slapping the host at the Oscars for not keeping your wife's name out of his mouth.
No. You know what? I wish that had that embargo had kind of stayed for a bit longer. I think he kind of came out of that one way too soon. And if we were all just walking around being like, hey, I made a mistake, but you know, I'm growing. I'm spiritual. We all make mistakes. I think that's kind of lame. And yeah.
Okay.
Cancelable.
So cancelable. That is Will Smith that we're talking about, the famous Oscar slap. Okay. Second offense, being rude to your waiter at a restaurant, should this get you cancelled?
No, but it's intensely red flag behavior. Whenever I see people in any kind of position of privilege not being good to, like, this is, I'm not even joking, this is how I used to judge prospective suitors as well. Like, if you are going to not be nice to a waiter, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you can't give someone the benefit of the doubt for, because being rude to your waiter is just a big no-no. But then it's also not so cancel-worthy that people, you know, band together against you, deeming you as some sort of a villain. So this was James Corden and that whole debacle at the restaurant where the owner called him out saying he was yelling at a waiter. But James Corden said, no, I was just very rude. Anyway, it's debatable.
He said I wasn't shouting, I was just very rude.
I made a rude comment, he said, but probably not in a high-pitched voice. Okay, number three, creating a toxic work environment.
Cancel the shit out of that human being.
Yeah, so there were a few complaints against Ellen DeGeneres on the set of the Ellen DeGeneres Show, which was a talk show for the longest time. Yeah. She got cancelled for creating a toxic work environment. But that also, I do wonder, this is such a subjective thing. Mm. There's two sides to every story.
You know what, with the Ellen case, you are right in terms of the two sides to every story. But then I think it says something that the only people who she really hangs out with now are the Kardashians. So I don't really know if there are two sides to the story. I think maybe there's just one.
I guess the cancelled hang out with the cancelled.
Yeah. It's like strong sees strong, cancelled sees cancelled.
Okay. Emotional abuse and narcissism.
Yeah, narcissism is a fairly cancelable trait in any human being, I think.
No, let me rephrase. Emotional abuse and narcissism in a like a personal relationship.
Well, that person needs therapy for sure. Don't date them. But I don't know if it's, I mean, as an entertainer, if that's who you are in a relationship, I don't know if you can be canceled for that. I really hope you're not going to spring Johnny Depp or Amber Heard on me now, because I will leave this conversation.
No, it's not Johnny Depp or Amber Heard. It's actually Jonah Hill. And I think if anyone is airing their dirty relationship laundry in public, there are going to be some crazy things that come out, right? And there is going to be judgment by the general public. Anyone that's physically abusive, for sure, cancel that person. But this is, like, I say no. You can't cancel someone based off of an opinion you've heard from one side of that relationship. That just, again, two sides to every story. And it's none of our business, honestly.
You know what? Good on you. You put those screenshots out there and now everyone knows Jonah Hill is a chomo. So it's okay. No problem. Everyone knows that he's, like, insecure about you wearing your swimming suit and going outside. And that's, you know, maybe Jonah Hill should turn to another group of a dating pool, because the liberal, just generally existing people are not for him, I guess.
Yeah. Again, I don't care. Okay, this next one, like, there's a very clear answer. I want to hear what you have to say. Lip syncing.
Just full stop.
Yeah, lip syncing.
All the time?
Let's just say one specific occasion, a big event, you are caught lip syncing. Should you be cancelled for it?
No, I don't think you should be cancelled for it. I think this is extremely subjective because I go hard in the paint sometimes for a lot of like K-pop. And when people are dancing around on stage and they have some part of their songs on a track and stuff like that, I don't think that that's fully objectionable because then you're looking at a performance. I will say this though, what is your track record with lip syncing? That is always what I take into consideration. If you're going to tout yourself as like someone who can really sing and perform, and then every show you do is just trash, then get cancelled for sure. Because you are not doing what you are claiming to do. You're basically lying to people and just getting money for them to stand there and watch you lip sync, right? So I think it is a cancelable offense, but again, depends on degrees.
Okay, so the source of this is the 2004 SNL event where Ashley Simpson, I don't know if you remember, she got caught lip syncing and she was so embarrassed, she proceeded to dance her way off stage awkwardly. And I think that's just sad because I loved Ashley Simpson. I still love her. I think this is something we all need to make happen. Bring back Ashley Simpson. She made some phenomenal music and it's been years. So I would really appreciate a comeback. But anyway, I digress.
See, this is tricky because you're performing on Saturday Night Live. So...
No.
No?
No. You cannot cancel somebody for lip syncing. You can say, well, that's a shame. You can avoid going to a live show where you know the person may possibly be lip syncing, but that's it. You know, maybe do another show with Ashley Simpson where she can prove herself to be the phenomenal singer that she is.
Yeah, I think was less about cancellation and more about your love for Ashley Simpson, which I didn't know was a thing. So the more you know.
No, this is very objective. Okay, the last one, and I have strong opinions on this, undignified tweets, but from 10 years ago.
I just want to say, I feel like you've had strong opinions about all of them, but these ones are going to be ultra strong, super glue strong.
Yeah. Can I just say, this to me is the dumbest reason to cancel anybody. And I'll go as far as to say, no matter what they said in the tweets, unless they confess to like murder or something that implicating, you must only be judged by your actions today. So if you're a dumbass today, sure, get canceled. But 10 years ago, tweets that you may have put out? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors to be taken into consideration there. But also, I'm going to be honest, I don't think people actually fully get cancelled for that anymore, to be 100% with you. It's seasons of cancellation. Like, they get cancelled, they have to go through a bad time, they reinvent themselves, they come back. See, nothing happened to Kevin Hart. Like, he did go through a hard time, but he's here, he's thriving. He just won, like, the Mark Twain Prize for American Comedy or whatever. So it's not something that actually happens. If it does happen, yes, I think it's a bit silly to dig up things from when people were 16, 17 on the internet and saying shit on Twitter, because for a lot of us, we didn't say it on Twitter. And even if we did, no one cares enough to go through things. What I will say is that I think it's a worthy cancellation if someone is the exact same person they were 10 years ago and continue to be the same person today and never learn.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But pulling up words from the past is just never a good reason. Unless you genuinely don't like the person and you want to find an excuse to cancel them.
You said you didn't like Ashley Simpson in 2015, so I cancel you.
Did you?
No, dear God, I'm not that invested in Ashley Simpson. Please don't cancel me for saying that, but I'm neutral.
That's the list, and I think we are very clear on where we stand. Ashley Simpson has to come back. Tweets from 15 years ago don't count. And Jonah Hill needs to find a different dating pool.
And Jonah Hill is a chomo. That's all.
Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Okay, now to end today's conversation, you know, I've got a list of celebrities, right, that I'm just going to say their name and you tell me whether you would cancel them or not. And if you are going to cancel them, why? And it can be any reason. Oh. No one's judging you, Neerja. This is
okay.
A very safe space, okay?
I'm feeling very unhinged right now. Go for it.
Yeah. And by no one, I mean I am not judging you. Everyone listening, I can't speak for them. First one. Ranveer Alabadia, our fellow podcaster.
No, I wouldn't cancel him. I think he offers what he offers to whoever he's offering it to.
So if you don't like him, just don't listen to him. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Barry Keoghan, Sabrina Carpenter's newest beau.
Was he in The Flash?
No, I don't know.
No, that's
think
Ezra
so.
Miller, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is.
Okay, so you can't cancel him even if you wanted to. Okay, now we're swinging in the big leagues, my gal. Taylor Swift.
Oh, I can't think of a reason to cancel her. I would say maybe give her less attention.
Yeah.
Everything is about Taylor Swift these days. Everything.
And I think it's true. You know what you said in the beginning about not building someone up so much that they're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is very true. So I think we can write that prescription for Taylor Swift. Okay. Timothée Chalamet.
Why would anyone want to cancel him?
That's the correct answer. Thank you so much. I mean, I was pretty close for dating Kylie Jenner. That could have been in your offense list, but okay.
Yeah, actually.
And speaking of the Jenners, all of the Kardashians, would you cancel all of them?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. I'm feeling a soft spot towards Khloe these days, so I'm not going to cancel
Me
her.
Too.
But yes, yeah. All of the others, minus the kids, they've done nothing. They were just born, so it's okay.
I would cancel all of them for the sole reason of just spending more time with each other and getting to know each other on a level that's not in front of the cameras. Maybe go settle down on a farm somewhere, teach your kids how to ride a horse, that sort of thing. That's the future I envision for the Kardashians.
I love that. We're canceling you, Kardashians, but we're doing it for you.
Go live your lives.
Yeah. Okay, this one. Alia Bhatt.
No, I don't think she's cancelable yet. She does have a few annoying traits.
She's getting there, though.
She's on the path to cancellation.
Love that, Alia. Yeah. Be warned. Okay, Ranveer Singh.
I don't think there's any point in canceling Ranveer Singh because he's just gonna run with it. I think Ranveer Singh has the personality of a unicorn. I think he's great. He's got a lot of spunk personality. He's unapologetic, you know, which is why canceling him is not going to do shit.
It's futile. Canceling him is futile because he will bounce back and he will make you regret the day you canceled him ever.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, this is going to be a fun one. All of the Ambanis, would you cancel them or no?
Look, a pre-wedding, a pre-engagement, a pre-everything just reeks of wealth, excess, and I feel like it's not what the world needs to see right now.
Yep.
It's just, I mean, same as the Met Gala, right? It's just obnoxious.
Exactly. I feel like it's what we started the conversation with. And if the celeb block had reached India, which I think it has, you know, in waves, we've had the entire thing with the Bollywood film industry. We've had the entire thing with the Ambanis. I think it's reached us in waves. And it's true. It is extremely tone deaf. Sometimes I get the feeling that they're just living on another planet, to be quite honest with you. So I feel that, I mean, if we're going to cancel them, we should also cancel the media that's just constantly running stories about them and pushing this shit into our faces.
But can I also be a complete hypocrite and say they can do what they want with the wealth they've amassed, and I would have loved to be invited to every single one of those events. Like a f***ing cruise. Come on.
Rihanna's the only one that gets to go for that, so...
She couldn't even get the name of the bride right, Alia. Yeah, she said Radaki.
Radaki. I mean, at least you and I would have gotten the name right. You know, we would do that courtesy. Anyway. So at the end of the day, Neerja, what about me? Should I be cancelled?
No, you should never, ever get cancelled, ever. Actually, the question after this podcast is, are we going to get cancelled? Stay with us to find out. Continue to follow our work and love us unconditionally. Please don't cancel us.
Cancelled.
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster. Powered by Timber Media.